Yeshaya Perknanal of Pusik Test Zion Leilanishmas Avi Mari Pesach Dov Ben Avram Nata, and for Rafua Shalema for everybody who needs Rafuos and Yeshuos. We are in the middle of the Haftorah of Parsha Shoftim, continuing the Shiva Nechemta, as we are talking about the great comfort of Tzion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering. Vasim Dvorai Beficha, Hashem says, I have placed my words in your mouth, singular. So it's possible that he's referring to placing the words in the mouth of Yeshaya as the instrument of his will to go out into a world, Rabbi Hirsch says, that worships brute force, a world in which greed and naked egoism are the norm and where the wealthy and powerful ignore the majesty of the law. I'm aware of the dangers you face, and that this will engender the eternal hatred of the nations. But it's Dvarai, my words, the teachings and way of life you represent, are in sharp contrast to a world governed by idolatry and evil and greed. Think about the world that we live in right now, where politics are based on all of these same things. Others say, the Me'am Loe suggests that this is Hashem saying, I've put my word in the mouth of the Jewish people, that they are representing me to everyone else, the other nations out there in the world. Uvitzel yodi kisisicha, and I have concealed you in the shade of my hand, protected you from harm. Lintoa shamayim velisod aretz, to plant the heavens and to found the earth, make a foundation for the earth. Velemor letzion amiyata, to tell Tzion, you are my people. So the creation is going to be renewed. The Yemos HaMashiach will be so much innovation, so much new, it'll seem like a brand new creation. So either Yeshaya himself is being told that he is protected, or the Jewish people in general are being told that they are protected. Planting the heavenly and the soil of the earthly, Lintoa Shemayim V'Lisod Aretz, to plant the Ruchnias in a world of Gashmias is a thing that we can't even consider possible in the current physical world and political world that we live in. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have his Shekhinah even in the Tachtonim, as Rav Schwab says, on earth, below, that's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's going to come back with the salvation of the entire world, not just Klal Yisrael, Yud Zayin, as we say every Friday night, His Orari, Kumi Yerushalayim. Awaken, awaken, arise Yerushalayim. A response to what we said before, what the Jewish people said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uri, Uri. We asked Hashem to awaken. Hashem asks us to awaken to our mission, to our purpose, to pull ourselves up. Do tshuva, says the Malbim. Be saved from our oppressors because we work our way towards it. Much like we say that our tefillin talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kivayachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin praise Klal Yisrael. There's a symbiotic relationship between the two of us. Asher shosis miyad Hashem es kos chamoso. You who have drunk the cup of God's wrath, beautiful imagery, from his hand. Es kubas kos hatar elo shosis motzis. You have drunk and sucked out, sipped out the cup of poison all the way down to the dregs. So, unfortunately, sometimes poison is intoxicating. Sometimes poison tastes delicious. Even the dregs at the bottom. So it's possible that we are drinking ourselves to death, literally. The Navi, says Rav Schwab, may see the Jewish people before the Geula staggering drunk-like aimlessly without leaders. Think about all of us who paskin by Rabbi Google. Instead of going to seek out a true hischavrus with a rav, with a mesorah, with an authority, with communality instead of individuality, where we feel kochi v'otzim yadi in a way that we can look up anything we want. Why do we need people to go ask? Who needs to go ask a shaila? In a manner of speaking, we're flouting this pasuk by doing that. Yirches ein menahel lo. She has no one to guide her. A menahel. A principal, the figure of dread for so many students when we were children, the menahel is the guide who is supposed to guide her. La. Once again, we are the Kala, but we're the wayward Kala, staggering around. Mikol Banim Yalada, of all of the children that she bore, the Ein Machazik Biyada, Mikol Banim Yidela, no one to hold her hand out of all of the children that she brought up, that she reared. We drank the poison cup, either the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent our way, or the poor choices we made, and there's no one in our own ranks to support us. Even the few righteous aren't there. We need Geula, and it has to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because our own children seem to have abandoned us. The leaders may be charismatic, but are they worthy of being leaders? That's a tough question. You think about the time of Yirmiyahu, when false prophets were everywhere telling the people what they wanted to hear. We don't appreciate the true task of what we have in front of us, and we don't have a guide among ourselves to guide us on the path that we're supposed to be following.